Lord.
Let us sing to him who rose from the tomb, the author of our salvation. For he's growing death by death, he has granted us victory and grace.
Heavenly King, the Comforter and Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and fillest all things, treasury of blessings, giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us of all impurity and save our souls, O good one. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill among men. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill among men. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
It is time for the Lord to act, blessed Master.
Blessed is our God, who is now and ever, and to ages of ages.
Pray for me, Master.
May the Lord direct your steps.
Remember me, Holy
May the Lord God remember you in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Bless, Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
This holy house, and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for the honorable priesthood, the diaconate of Christ, for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, every city and countryside, for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, sea, and air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
Unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his
and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, long-suffering and of great goodness. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Blessed art thou, O Lord.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy
Lord
grace.
Lord God, save thy people, bless thine inheritance, Lord.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
The power and the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
So praise this Holy Quarter, make our comments of creation,
see this Holy Spirit, turn to the Son.
The fellow of petitions of thy service may be speeding for the grandness of the world knowledge, which worlds come life everlasting.
Lord, O my soul, I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes and sons of men, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to his earth. On that very day his plans perish. Of ages, amen. Only begotten Son and immortal Word of God, who for our salvation is willed to be incarnate of the Holy Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, who without shame it's become that it was crucified. O Christ our God, trampling down death by death, who art one of the Holy Trinity, glorified with the Father and the Holy Spirit, say,
again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
In thy kingdom,
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for this is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the
see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
You want to sit down? Would you like to sit here?
Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all the evil against you falsely for
my sake. We left you a lot.
Chris.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Thy is grace.
Rejoice and be exceeded.
Grant that through entrance there may be an entrance of holy angels, serving with us and glorifying thy goodness. Grant to thee, due all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Blessed Master of the Holy Entrance.
Blessed is the entry of the Holy Ones, always, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
I would stick with music today that everyone knows, because all you have is men and we're not getting a melody. Well, just stick with what they know, because you don't have melody today.
To ages of ages, amen.
Thou gavest birth in the flesh of the Son and word of the Father, in a way that he himself knoweth both Theotokos. Wherefore, O Virgin Mother, we who are deified to thee cry out to thee, rejoice, O hope of Christians.
Wisdom, right, let us attend.
To thee.
Holy God, who dost rest in the saints' heart, and by the seraphim thrice holy, crying forth by the cherubim, worship over heavenly power, who out of nothingness brought all things into being, hast created man to have thine image and likeness, and hast adorned him with thine every gift, who givest him to us wisdom and understanding, who does not reject the sinner, but instead has appointed repentance unto salvation, who has vouchsafed to us humble and unworthy servants, who even in the sour to stand before the glory of the holy altar, for our worship and praise, which are due unto thee. Do thou thyself, O Master, accept even from the mouths of us sinners the thrice holy hymn. Visit us in thy goodness, forgive us every transgression, voluntary and involuntary. Sanctify our souls and bodies, enable us to serve thee in holiness all the days of our life. Through the intercessions of the holy Theotokos and of all the saints in the beginning of the birth of one more pleasing unto thee.
His grace. So with them let us also cry to the Mother of God. Rejoice, thou who art full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
We celebrate the memory of your prophet Nahum, O Lord. Through him
rejoice with one voice and saying, the Savior has appeared to those who have faith. Come out, you faithful, for the resurrection.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Illumined by the Spirit, your heart was a vessel of illustrious prophecy, seeing far off things as though they were present. Therefore we venerate you, O glorious prophet.
Servants offer these songs of victory and thanksgiving. For thou, O Mother of God, hast delivered us from danger, but as thou hast invincible power, free us from conflicts of all kinds, that we may cry to thee, rejoice, unwedded bride.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For holy art thou, our God, unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
O Lord, save the pious.
O Lord, save the pious.
And hear us.
Coming at you, Nick.
And unto ages of ages.
Holy God, O
Lord.
Bless, Master, the high place.
For blessed art thou on the throne of the glory of thy kingdom, thou who sittest on the cherubim always, now and ever, into ages of ages. Amen.
Attend.
Peace be unto all.
Wisdom. Let us attend.
Brethren, Christ is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of division between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both unto God in one body by the cross, therefore putting to death the enmity, and he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and to them that were near, for through him we both have access to one Spirit, to the Father. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are being built together into a habitation of God through the Spirit.
Peace be unto the reader.
Wisdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord shall give strength to his people. The Lord shall bless his people with peace.
Alleluia.
O Master, who lovest mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of the gospel teachings, implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, the trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God. Unto thee do we send up glory together with thy Father, who is without beginning, thine all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Bless, Master. Master, him who proclaims the good tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist Luke.
May God, through the prayers of the holy, glorious, laudable apostle and evangelist Luke, enable thee to proclaim the glad tidings with great power to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wisdom, let us attend. Let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading is from the holy gospel according to Saint Luke.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my youth." So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And those who heard it said, "Who then can be saved?" But he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God."
Peace be unto thee who has proclaimed the holy gospel.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
As we consider this teaching this morning, I'm struck, as I often am, by the way that the Church communicates to us the mind of Christ so often and so many times in the Scriptures. And yet, I think one of the most subtle ways that the Church communicates the mind of Christ to us in the Scriptures. Of course, the most obvious are the teachings of the Fathers and the dogma that we have from our Scriptures. But also, again, of course, there's, you might say, the natural environment of the Scripture, which is in the liturgy, in the worship. That is, by the way, where Scripture was meant to be mostly understood. And that was what it was written for, in our worship. But there's another aspect of this that I find very subtle, but no less important in communicating us the mind of the Church. And that's not even the interpretation of the Scriptures or the way they're used, but how the Church schedules these and how the lectionary plans these readings. I mean, you realize all the events in the life of Christ and all of his teaching, you're dividing that up into just 40 or 50 different Sundays, these Resurrection Sundays. Think about the Sunday readings, these special readings that we've had where we gather for the Eucharistic Feast of the Resurrection. How meaningful they are. The Church is communicating to us through those. Her mind, the mind of the Church. It would be hard for you in looking at these readings the last several weeks that we've had to not see that Jesus seems to have a problem with rich folks and powerful folks. There's a lot going on. Remember, it wasn't that long ago we had the parable of Lazarus and the rich man, and then we had just a few weeks ago the foolish rich man. And so he seems to be using the rich as a paradigm of what not to do. If you want to harm your soul, this is what you have to do. You have to care about money. more than your soul. He also uses a lot. He uses a lot the religious leaders. We see that over and over. We just saw it again last week. Remember where the church had us reflect on the woman with the issue of blood for 18 years, that Jesus healed on the Sabbath. And again, yet again, the antagonist of this was one of the religious leaders. And so I find that as I consider what he's trying to tell us about being careful with these rich and with the powerful, I think is that they lose their sense of presence. They lose their sense with having power, with having options, with having this ability to protect themselves. They forget their self in God's world. They don't see things as they should see them. They don't understand things. You notice how many times Jesus is doing things. Just last week, he heals this woman. And even he is incredulous. He says, just imagine this. She's been sick for 18 years. And that doesn't seem to matter to you. And it didn't. Because they don't see Jesus and they don't see her. And this is the problem of having a love of riches and having power. Because really, at the end of the day, it's not really just about having riches or having power. What that does is something even more fundamental. And it keeps us focused on us. It keeps us in ourselves. And then we can't see Christ. And because this is always social, as soon as we lose our vision of Christ, we always lose our vision of one another. We can't see him and we can't see each other. Even when we're hurting. Even when we're sick and destitute. In fact, I'd say especially when we're hurting and marginalized and sick and destitute. But I think there's something even more subtle again that's going on here. Not only do they not see what they should be seeing, not only do they not feel what they should be feeling, but they don't care. Their emotions are disconnected. They're not feeling what they should be feeling. And this is what Chrysostom says, St. John Chrysostom says, this is what Jesus is doing with this young man. He is answering his question. He's being honest with them. He is taking this serious. He's not dismissing him. And he's taking him through this journey of salvation within himself. He knows as God. He knows the answers to all these questions. He knows this young man, like he knows each of us, better than we know ourselves. And yet he takes him through. He's going to answer his question. He takes him through his life. So tell me, keep the commandments, do these things. Knowing the young man was proud about that. And so he tells him, yes, I've done all these things. And so he brings him, as he does with each of us, he brings him to the end of himself to show him what is in him. St. Mark says in his account that Jesus goes even fuller and he says, then if you've done all things, come, pick up the cross and follow me. Jesus is helping this young man come to this point. He's helping him come to the end of himself, which he will do for each of us. He has done like most rich people are prone to do. And by the way, there is no sin in having riches, just as there is no sin in being powerful or having religious position. I mean, we belong to the Apostolic Church, which has religious leaders, obviously. And we have wealthy, and the wealthy have always been great pillars of the church. It's not in having money, and it's not in power. It's in using them as they were given to us to be used, and not for ourselves. He's bringing this young man around this to himself. He's trying to help him not only see what he should see, and not only perceive and understand what he should perceive, he's helping him feel what he should feel. Notice what he says when he brings him to this point, and the young man cannot do this. He's not able to do this. In fact, even the apostles look at this and they say, well, who can do this? How could anyone do this? And it's true. How can we do this? Well, the reality is, we can't. That's the whole point. And that's what he's trying to bring him to. He's trying to bring him. He's working to bring him to repentance. Notice, even the apostles don't understand this. Well, then who can be saved? And they won't understand this, by the way, until after they see Christ crucified and they're scattered and horrified and humiliated. and then he builds them back up. Then they'll get it. Now they don't understand. Jesus loves this young man. He's trying to bring him to repentance. He's trying to get him to do what that one father did that said, I can't do this. Help my unbelief. Please. I don't believe, but help my unbelief. He wants him to fall before him. He wants him to come to him and to say to him what he wants all of us to say. I can't do this. I want to do this, but I can't. What do I do? He's bringing him to repentance, just as he's bringing each of us. That's what he wanted from him. He wanted him to say, Lord, I don't know how to do that. I can't do that, but I want to. Help me. You see, this is the great principle of our faith. We don't get anything done. And by the way, if we think that we're getting anything done, then we're in exactly that same space was that the rich young ruler was. When he said, well, I've done all these things. Yeah, you have done those. But let's see you pick up your cross. Let's see you deal with the pain. Because this journey is a journey of pain. I'm sorry, it is a very unpopular, particularly now when we live in this age, and I really view this age that we're in now as not so much postmodern or post-Christian, particularly when you look at the other Christianity or forms of it. It is a period of crossless Christianity. That's what we are in. We're in a period of crossless Christianity. They don't want the cross. They don't want to bear the pain because it is a journey of pain. This journey of love, this journey of redemption that Jesus is offering to this young man is also a journey of pain because it is the cross. Even at this point, the apostles don't understand that. They don't understand what he means by that. But the young man would have if he'd been willing to give up his riches. He would have embraced that cross because that's what Jesus is offering him. There is no joy. There is no love without the cross. There isn't without pain. And this is what he is bringing him to. This is what he will bring the apostles to. And this is what he will bring each one of us to if we're willing to go deeper, if we're willing to embrace him, if we're willing to accept the crosses in our lives, and each one of us have them. We do. That's just the way that this has been structured divinely by God. We all have our crosses. We all have our crosses. The question is not if we have them. The question is, will we face them? And so we come back to this point. Then what can we do? What is ours to do? We can't really carry it. Not really. We can't get really anything done. That's not really the point. The point is to try. It's all in the trying. That's the point of the parable of the talents. It's all of this. It's all in the trying. It's all in being willing. It's all in trying. It's all in the effort. God will get it done. This is the beautiful theology of the church in this synergia, the synergy that she teaches us. You do your part and God will do his. Your part is to try. You're not going to get it done. You're not going to be able to do it. But you must try. And as you try, you will find him moving you. And when it gets done, you will know that it's him doing it. This is what he has brought this young man to. This is what he will bring us to. It is God's to get it done, brothers and sisters. It is ours to try. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us say with all our soul, with all our mind, let us say,
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray Lord, thee, hearken and have mercy. Again, we pray for our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord,
Again, we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the blessed and ever-memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, for the blessed and ever-memorable founders of this holy house, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox, departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, all the brethren of this holy house, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the bestowal of love and mercy upon the suffering Ethiopian people and for their welfare and good estate.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For your mercy, O God, we give glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Spirit, now and ever to ages of ages.
Pray to Lord, you catechumen.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens, that the Lord may have mercy on them, that he may teach them the word of truth, that he may reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he may unite them to his holy Catholic and apostolic church. Help them, save them, have mercy on them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, you catechumens.
Unite to the holy Catholic and apostolic church among my chosen flock.
Majestic name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of
Amen.
Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace pray unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom.
Now and ever
and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Paci, paci, mirum,
gospero, pomolim,
zastupis, pasi, pomilui, socraninas, Boja, tvoje, you, blagodati, you.
Akodapa deshavovu tevius regna canimi, tevius lava vasalayam, otsuis sinui suatumadovo, inini et priest novo vieci vieco.
Nevertheless, through thine unspeakable boundless love for mankind, now speak to man without change or alteration, which the mighty priest may commit to us in the mysteries of the blood of sacrifice. Thou, Lord, O Lord, our God, rulest over those in heaven on earth. Who art born on the throne of the cherubim, Lord, the Lord of the seraphim, the King of Israel, who on art holy and dost rest in the saints. Therefore, I entreat thee, who alone art good and right, to listen, look down on me, sinful and unprofitable servant, and cleanse my soul and heart and evil conscience by the power of the Holy Spirit. Enable me, O endowed with grace of the priesthood, to stand before this thy holy table and perform the sacred mystery of thy holy pure body and precious blood. For I draw near to thee, and bowing my neck,
I implore thee, do not turn thy face away from me or cast me out from among thy children, but make me thy sinful and unworthy servant, worthy to offer gifts to thee. For thou art thyself he who offers and is offered, that accepts and is distributed, O Christ our God. And to thee do we send up glory together with thy Father's and everlasting, thine all holy good and life creating spirit, now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen. Let us a mystery represent the cherubim and a chant of Christ's holy hymn, life creating Trinity, and allay us out all earthly care.
That we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly and born by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. That we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly and born by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. That we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly on board by the angelic hosts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Kevin. His Beatitude, the most blessed Tikhon Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada, His Eminence, the most Reverend Benjamin Archbishop of San Francisco in the West, may the Lord God remember in His kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Those who are sick, suffering, alone, despondent, mourning, or in need, may the Lord God remember each and every one in His kingdom, the clergy, the monastics, the venerable benefactors of this holy house. May the Lord God remember each and every one in His kingdom. All those who have gone before us, our fathers and mothers in Christ, the great saints and righteous believers who have delivered unto us His saving faith. Those who have gone before us, whom we love and hold dear. Our relatives and loved ones who have reposed. May the Lord God remember each and every one in His kingdom. Little children throughout the world who suffer harm, neglect, and abuse, who perish without the arms of love. Tiny babies who are killed by abortion, may the Lord God remember each and every one in His kingdom, you and all Orthodox Christians. May the Lord God remember in His kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Noble Joseph, having taken His pure body down from the tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in the tomb, body, soul, and health, deep on the cross, as thou, Christ, bearing all things, right in any royal chamber, thy tomb, O Christ, is the font of our resurrection. Noble Joseph, having taken thy most pure body down from the tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tomb. Do good, O Lord, and thy good pleasure in the sight, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation, whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Remember me, brothers and consolidates.
The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow.
The Holy Spirit shall minister together with all the days of our lives.
Remember me, Holy Master.
The Lord God, remember you in His kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord.
Lord God Almighty, Lord, our only sacrifice, praise, help on the altar of our accept.
For the precious gifts now offered, let us pray to the Lord.
For the gifts and spiritual sacrifice. For our sins and the errors of the people, make us worthy to find grace in thy sight.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
These gifts here offered and all thy people.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
And angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our
goal.
Through the compassions of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thy most holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy
Lord,
spirit.
Firm foundation,
let us love one another, that with one mind we may confess.
O lovely Lord, my strength, Lord, is thy firm foundation, refuge and deliverer.
And the Holy Spirit.
Christ in our midst. Christ in our midst. Christ is in our midst. Christ in our midst.
The doors, in Christ wisdom, let us attend.
Believe in one God, Christ the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and
Christ
earth, and of
midst.
All things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, Light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered, and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
Amen. Sacrifice of grace.
The grace
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is meet and right to worship the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one in essence.
Meet and write to him thee, to bless thee, to praise thee, to give thanks unto thee, to worship thee in every place of thy dominion. For thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing, eternally the same, thou, thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit. Thou it was who brought us from non existence into being, and when we had fallen away, didst raise us up again, didst not cease to do all things, till thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with the kingdom of heaven which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, to thine only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and which we do not, for all the benefits bestowed upon us, whether manifest or unseen. And we thank thee for this liturgy which thou hast deigned to accept at our hands. Though there stand by thee thousands of archangels, the hosts of angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, who soar aloft and are borne on their wings, singing the triumphant hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full.
Blessed powers, O Master, who lovest mankind, we also cry aloud and say, Holy art thou and all holy, thou thine only begotten Son and thy Holy Spirit. Holy art thou and all holy, and magnificent is thy glory, who has so loved the world as to give thine only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But when he had come and fulfilled all the dispensation for us, in the night in which he was given up, or rather gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy, pure, and blameless hands. And when he had given thanks, and blessed it, and hallowed it, and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, for the remission of sins. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, Drink ye all of it. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Remembering this saving commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and thy second and glorious coming, thine own of thine own we offer unto thee, in behalf of all and for all. Can we offer to thee this reasonable and bloodless worship, and we ask thee and pray thee and supplicate thee, send down thy Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts here offered, the Lord, who did send down thy most holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us, who pray unto thee.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Lord, who did send down thy most holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us, who pray unto thee.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
O Lord, who did send down thy most holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us, who pray unto thee. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, have mercy on me. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, have mercy on me. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me.
Blessed Master, the Holy Bread.
And make this bread to be the most precious body of thy Christ.
Amen. Blessed Master, the Holy
That
cup.
Which is within this cup to be the most precious blood of thy
Amen.
Christ.
Bless both, Master.
Making this change by thy most holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Lord God, remember the sacred diaconate in this kingdom, now and ever, into ages of ages. Amen. That they may be to those who partake for vigilance of soul, the remission of sins, communion of the Holy Spirit, fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, boldness toward thee, but not for judgment nor condemnation. Again we offer unto thee this rational worship of those who have fallen asleep in the faith, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary. All the sins we remember in this day, all the saints' supplication, and consecration of those who have fallen asleep and hope resurrection and eternal life, especially for Father David and Athanasius and Thomas and Martin, and grant them rest, the Lord, like kindness and from them, Father Gregory. We entreat to remember, Lord, all the old hopes who arrived and teach us, Lord, through the all Presbyterian and be heading our Savior, Lord. Again, we offer thee this rational worship, the whole of Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, those who live in chastity and holiness of life, also with glorious grant of all the peaceful times that we in their tranquility may come in peace, life, O God. Among the first, remember, Lord, his beatitude and our Metropolitan Tikhon, his Eminence Archbishop Benjamin. Grant them for thy holy churches in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, rightly dividing the word of thy truth. Remember, Lord, those who have asked for our prayers, Bishops John and Paul, Deacon Mark, Monica Barbara, Nana Sudia, Sophia Gabriel Alwyn, Chapel Elijah, Greg, Ariana, Lizzie, Eva, Nina, Erica, Amelia, Veronica, Johan, Philippa, James, Nadia, Saudi, Lawrence, Intasar, Saul, B, Nancy, Cindy, Scott, Beth, Dana, Matthew, Macrina, Carrie, Isabella, Dennis, Priest David, Natasha, James, Theodore, Catherine, Lyle, Casey, Anne-Marie, John, Moses, Oscar, and Matt, those of recent repose, Deacon Gregory, Dave, Peggy and James, those who are with child, Miriam, Lucia, Nona, Priscilla, Sarah, Anna, Stacy, Lena, Jessica, Olga, Chalcedon, and Monica, and grant that with one mouth and one heart we may praise and glorify that all honorable, majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ shall be with you all.
Having remembered all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy on us, we ask and pray for ourselves and for those who are partaking of heavenly bread.
For the precious gifts offered and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Christian sins, forgive us the transgressions, communion of the Holy Spirit, inherits the kingdom of heaven, boldness.
That our God, who loves mankind, receiving them upon his holy, heavenly, and ideal altars, a sweet spiritual fragrance will send down upon us and return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. Angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
And make us worthy, O Master, with boldness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the
Твой силе и слава от Твоего Сына и Святого Духа, ныне и присно и во веки веков. Мир всем.
Глави ваша, Господи, ве преклоните.
Through the grace of God.
compassion, love of mankind, love man, of thy only begotten Son, according to the need of souls, those who travel through our souls and bodies. Tend, O Lord Jesus, throughout the Holy Lord, Christ, the glory of the King of Saint Christ, thou who sittest on the right hand of the Father, and those who are promised by him, first, precious body, and blood, God, cleanse me, sir, and have mercy on me.
Attend.
Holy things are for the holy.
Divide not for the holy.
Broken and divided, this Lamb of God. Broken, not disunited. Keep but never consume. Sanctifying those who partake thereof. Sacred Deacon John, the remission of his sins and for life everlasting. Christ is in our midst. Christ in the holy body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ is granted unto me. For I believe in the Lord, and I confess that thou art truly Christ, the Son of the living God, who has come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and deed, and knowledge and ignorance. And vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, and to the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant. For I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as to Judas. But like the thief do I confess thee, remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ.
The precious holy blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, granted the sacred deep John for the remission of his sins and for life everlasting. Amen. For behold, Jesus touched thy lips, purgeth thy iniquities, and taketh away thy sins. Amen.
With faith and love, draw nigh.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and hath appeared unto us.
For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who has come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance. And vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas, but like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
Okay. I'll be on this side. You're going to have to. He's going to be right out in just a second, and then we'll go down there. Thank God. Pretty good. We have a good thing for you. Do you have any special guests at your table?
It's my dad's family.
Oh, okay. My mom always said if you invite someone out of the family, everybody behaves that way. My wife Lori's sister and family were supposed to come from then, but the cat got snowed in, the road for them, so they didn't come. So we would have had seven more people and one more dog, so they didn't come. So it's a little quieter than we expected. Oh, yeah, you know, understanding stuff. All the basics. Can you have one for you? You do the thing? Yeah. Like you might have had flare on it. From the home country. Some good, like, hot sauce.
God, Lawrence receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins and for life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God, Lawrence receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and for life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Servant of God, James receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God, Hannah receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen.
He ordered my steps aright, and he hath put into my mouth a new song.
Handmaid of God, Susanna, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God, Helena, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
God, Hannah receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God, Ephraim receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
You know? Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Son of God, Judah receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Many, O Lord, our my God, are thy wonders which thou hast wrought, and in thy thoughts there is none that shall be like
thee. Get the brother.
Receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
And then God receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Handmaid of God, Catherine, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God, Martha, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God, Mary, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God, Macrina, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Son of God, Noah, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Son of God, Thomas, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Heaven of God, Naomi, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
Blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God, Justin receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
And may God, Lois receives most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
I have not concealed thy mercy nor thy truth from the greatest.
And may God, Melania receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Servant of God, reader John receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Servant of God, Basil receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God, Gabriel receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
More than the hairs of my head, and my heart hath failed.
Having beheld
the resurrection of Christ, let us worship the holy Lord Jesus, the only Son. We venerate thy cross, O Christ, and we praise and glorify thy holy resurrection. For thou art our God, and we know no other than thee, we call in thy name. Come all ye faithful, let us venerate Christ's holy resurrection. For behold, through the cross, joy is come into all the world. Let us ever bless the Lord, praising his resurrection, for by enduring the cross for us he has destroyed death by death. Shine, shine, O New Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord is shown in you. Exult now and be glad, O Zion. Be radiant, O pure Theotokos, in the resurrection of your Son. O Christ, great in this holy Pascha, wisdom, word, and power of God, grant that we may more perfectly partake of thee in the never-ending day of thy kingdom. Wash away, O Lord, the sins of all those who have been remembered here by thy precious blood through the prayers of all thy saints.
Save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thine inheritance.
Thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth.
Thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth.
Worshiping the undivided Trinity, who has said,
blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Let our mouths be filled with thy praise, O Lord, and
we'll put it here.
For thou hast made us worthy to partake of thy holy, divine, immortal, and thy created
mysteries.
Keep us in thy holiness, that all that we may meditate upon thy righteousness. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us attend, having partaken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly life, creating and awesome mysteries of Christ. Let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord.
Lord, have
mercy. Alpha, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
Thou art our sanctification, unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us depart in peace.
In the name.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
The blessings of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ, God, our hope. Glory be to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
May Christ, our true God, who rose from the dead through the prayers of his most pure mother, the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles, of our holy father, the prophet Nahum, whom we commemorate in this day, the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints who have shined upon our shores, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loveth mankind.
Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada, His Eminence the Most Reverend Benjamin, Archbishop of San Francisco and the West, the President of the United States of America and all those in authority, the clergy and faithful of His Holy Temple and Orthodox Christians,
O Lord, preserve them for many years.
Our salvation, and and the manifestation of the mystery which is from eternity. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin, and Gabriel announces grace. So with him let us also cry to the Mother of God, rejoice thou who art full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Blessed the ascetic of the northern wilds, and gracious intercessor for the whole world, teacher of the orthodox faith, and good instructor of piety, adornment of Alaska and joy of all America, Holy Father, hear them. Pray to Christ God that he may save
and welcome to everyone. The schedule for this week as follows. Today at 12:30, we'll have the third of a series of classes on the prologue of St. John. And this is probably the third in a series of nine classes from what I can tell, because we've gotten to about verse 5 maybe. But that's okay. We're not in a hurry. There's just so much material. It's so deep that it's hard to go through it quickly. So it'll just be, this is the third in this series. We'll pick it up again sometime later. Again, that's at 12:30 up here. Bring your coffee. No liturgy here this week, but rather it will be at St. Nicholas Church on Dolph Court, and that will be Friday morning at 9:30, December the 6th, feast day of St. Nicholas. But we will, however, have catechism here on Thursday night at 7 p.m. And everything else is normal. I think those are all the announcements I have. Are there others I'm missing? The person who preached today is Father Nicholas Aiello, and he is a son of this parish, but is a priest in Oklahoma in some little town. I don't know the name of it. And if I don't know the name of it, it must be a small town. What is the name of that town, Father Nicholas?
Weatherford,
right. Weatherford. Okay, I'll try not to forget again. Okay. All right, so if you're ever in Weatherford, Oklahoma, be sure and get by to see Father Nicholas. Or if you're in, where else would be close?
There's no place close.
Okay, that's what I thought. How far from Oklahoma City? About an hour?
About 70 miles from Oklahoma City.
Okay, there you go. It's worth going. Are there any other announcements that I'm missing? Yes. Tatiana?
I'd like to ask you to keep Bethany in prayer. She went into the hospital yesterday and got a prophecy.
She's laboring away, isn't she? Good. Antonio, please. Yes, Bridget.
I just wanted to say
convey how much gratitude was expressed to those who took all the food to St. Francis Dining Hall. Was that last Sunday or the Sunday before?
Last Sunday.
Whatever we did. 33 turkeys, mountains of cheese, and a lot of protein. We get a whole lot of free sugar and carbs, so but they get very little protein. So that was enough food to feed a lot of people for a long time into the future, and they were really overwhelmed with gratitude. So thank you.
Father Nicholas.
I'd just like to say a few words about what's happening with myself and my wife. Some of you may know, I went to the emergency room on Thanksgiving Day. And it was because of a pressure on my chest. And I think that it was simply exhaustion and stress of the responsibilities that I've had. I think it was simply God telling me, you can't do this without my help and the help of other people. I think I was like the rich man who thought, I can do this. And this was just a gentle reminder that you can't do it, you need God's help, you need the help of others, and thank you very much for your love and your prayers and the support we receive. I'm just fine. However, Barbara has had a mini stroke. She's still recognizes everyone, and she's still able to eat, but she's just a little more lethargic. It's too difficult for her to get around, so she needs to have someone with her at all times, and we have arranged for that. But I want to let you all know that we are all rejoicing in the Lord. We believe that this is God's will for us. I very much love the translation of Psalm 89 by Father Lazarus Moore. He says that the days of our years are 70, and in the strong they may be 80, but most of these are labor and trouble, and we become weak and are corrected. Well, I'm experiencing that, becoming weak and corrected and humbled. So I'm very grateful that God has not forgotten me and is continuing to purify me and prepare me for the kingdom of heaven. Most of you know that I love this Protestant hymn that I like to sing. It's called, It Is Well With My Soul. And it was written by a man who was living in Chicago. He was a successful businessman. He lost all of his, many of his assets through the Great Chicago Fire. He decided he'd send his he would go with his family to Paris. He couldn't go. His wife and four little daughters left on the ship. En route, the ship had a collision, and the four daughters were drowned. And the wife was saved. And so they decided they would take another trip over the same route, and he was given this song. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, It is well with my soul. Amen. Thank you.
We'll count that as our patristic quote for today.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God.
I thank thee, O Lord my God, for thou hast not rejected me a sinner, but hast made me worthy to be a partaker of thy holy things. I thank thee, for thou hast permitted me, the unworthy, to commune of thy most pure and heavenly gifts. But, O Master, who lovest mankind, who for our sakes didst die and rise again, and gavest us these awesome and life-creating mysteries for the good and sanctification of our souls and bodies, let them be for the healing of soul and body, the repelling of every adversary, the illumining of the eyes of my heart, the peace of my spiritual powers, a faith unashamed, a love unfeigned, the fulfilling of wisdom, the observing of thy commandments, the receiving of thy divine grace, and the attaining of thy kingdom. Preserved by them in thy holiness, may I always remember thy grace and live not for myself alone, but for thee, our Master and Benefactor. May I pass from this life in the hope of eternal life, and so attain to the everlasting rest, where the voice of those who feast is unceasing, and the gladness of those who behold the goodness of thy countenance is unending. For thou art the true desire and the ineffable joy of those who love thee, O Christ our God, and all creation sings thy praise forever. Amen. O Master Christ our God, King of the ages, maker of all things, I thank thee for all the good things thou hast given me, especially for the communion with thy most pure and life-creating mysteries. I pray thee, O gracious lover of man, preserve me under thy protection, beneath the shadow of thy wings. Enable me, even to my last breath, to partake worthily and with a pure conscience of thy holy things, for the remission of sins and unto life eternal. For thou art the bread of life, the fountain of holiness, the giver of all good. To thee we ascribe glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Freely thou hast given me thy body for my food, O thou who art a fire consuming the unworthy. Consume me not, O my Creator, but instead enter into my members, my veins, my heart. Consume the thorns of my transgressions, cleanse my soul and sanctify my reasonings. Make firm my knees and body, illumine my five senses, nail me to the fear of thee. Always protect, guard, and guide me from soul-destroying words and deeds. Cleanse me, purify me, and adorn me. Give me understanding and illumination. Show me to be a temple of thy one Spirit, and not the home of many sins. May every evil thing, every carnal passion flee from me, as from a fire, as I become thy tabernacle through communion. I offer thee as intercessors all the saints, the leaders of the bodiless hosts, thy forerunner, the wise apostles, and thy pure and blameless mother. Accept thy prayers and thy love, O my Christ, and make me thy servant, a child of light. For thou art the only sanctification and light of our souls, O good one, and to thee, our Master and God, we ascribe glory day by day. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, let thy holy body be my eternal life, thy precious blood my remission of sins. Let this Eucharist be my joy, health, and gladness. Make me a sinner worthy to stand on the right hand of thy glory at thine awesome second coming, through the prayers of thy most pure mother and of all the saints. O most holy Lady Theotokos, the light of my darkened soul, my hope, my protection, my refuge, my rest, and my joy, I thank you, for you have permitted me, the unworthy, to be a partaker of the most pure body and precious blood of your Son. Give the light of understanding to the eyes of my heart, you that gave birth to the true light. Enliven me, who am deadened by sin, you that gave birth to the fountain of immortality. Have mercy on me, O loving Mother of the merciful God. Grant me compunction and contrition of heart, humility in my thoughts, and a relief. Grant me tears of repentance and confession, that I may glorify you all the days of my life. For you are blessed and greatly glorified forever. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Grace shining forth from your lips like a beacon has enlightened the universe. It has shown to the world the riches of poverty. It has revealed to us the heights of humility, teaching us by your words of Father John Chrysostom, intercede before the word Christ our God to save our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You were revealed as the sure foundation of the church, granting all men a lordship which cannot be taken away, sealing it with your precepts, O venerable and heavenly Father, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Steadfast protectress of Christians, constant advocate before the Creator, do not despise the cry of us sinners, but in your goodness come speedily to help us who call on you in faith. Hasten to hear our petition and to intercede for us, O Theotokos, for you always protect those who honor you. Lord of mercy, 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 Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, without corruption you gave us birth to God the Word. True Theotokos, we magnify you in the name of the Lord. Father, bless. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. just was down here, and I'm afraid it's going to get rather cold back in the culture. I can put it in.
Okay, so there's a person in the altar. Then I'll take an MID to get it out.
Deacon John, I got my questionnaire. I'll have to come down.
He's hoping I'll probably be able to jump.